Sun as thought patterns in all nakshatras, Taurus rising. Sun in Ashwini nakshatra, 12th house. As a Taurus ascendant with the Sun in Ashwini nakshatra in the 12th house, your thought patterns are influenced by Ashwini's swift, healing, and pioneering energy, coupled with a natural Taurus inclination towards stability, beauty, and comfort. Ashwini brings a desire for fast results, yet being in the 12th house, it directs your thoughts towards introspection, spirituality, and personal retreats. You may find yourself constantly thinking about how to bring quick solutions to complex problems, often seeking solitude or spiritual practices to recharge and heal. Taurus's steady nature balances this by encouraging you to incorporate rest and a stable routine into your personal growth. Sun in Bharani Nakshatra, 12th house. With the Sun in Bharani Nakshatra in the 12th house, your Taurus ascendant's love for consistency and comfort is challenged by Bharani's intense and transformative energy. This placement leads you to think about deep themes of life and death, endings, and spiritual rebirth. Bharani's creative and determined nature encourages you to explore inner dimensions of life, and as a Taurus, you approach this with patience and a desire for gradual, meaningful transformation. Your thoughts may often revolve around self-reflection, letting go of material attachments, and understanding the deeper essence of personal values and emotional security. Sun in Kritika Nakshatra, 1st house. As a Taurus ascendant with the Sun in Kritika Nakshatra in the 1st house, your thoughts are centered on self-worth, identity, and personal presentation. Kritika's sharp and discerning energy amplifies your natural Taurus qualities of stability, refinement, and resilience. This placement encourages you to think about how to project strength and clarity in your self-expression, often focusing on cultivating a respectable and grounded identity. You may be driven to achieve a balance between showing compassion and setting firm boundaries, valuing the comfort and luxury that reflect your sense of self. Sun in Rohini Nakshatra, 1st house. With the Sun in Rohini Nakshatra in the 1st house, your Taurus ascendant aligns with Rohini's creative, nurturing, and abundant energy, creating thought patterns centered on aesthetics, beauty, and personal comfort. Rohini encourages you to explore material success, and as a Taurus, you naturally value the finer things in life. You often think about building a life filled with beauty, stability, and satisfaction, focusing on personal growth through the pursuit of material comforts and harmonious relationships. This placement makes you naturally inclined to think about how to express your creativity and sensuality authentically. Sun in Mrigashira Nakshatra, 2nd house. As a Taurus ascendant with the Sun in Mrigashira Nakshatra in the 2nd house, your thoughts are focused on wealth, family values, and communication. Mrigashira's curious and explorative nature drives you to think about acquiring knowledge and resources in practical, tangible ways. As a Taurus, you value stability and are inclined to seek security through financial growth and family bonds. Your thought patterns often revolve around building a comfortable lifestyle and seeking a deeper understanding of personal values and resources, while also appreciating beauty and comfort in your surroundings. Sun in Ardra Nakshatra, 2nd house. With the Sun in Ardra Nakshatra in the 2nd house, your Taurus ascendant steadiness contrasts with Ardra's transformative and analytical energy. This placement brings thought patterns that explore the nature of resources, values, and personal resilience. Ardra encourages introspection and depth, making you think about emotional and financial growth, often facing challenges that push you to redefine what security means. As a Taurus, you approach these shifts with patience and a pragmatic outlook, valuing stability while contemplating the role of change in achieving long-term security and wealth. Sun in Punarvasu Nakshatra, 2nd house. As a Taurus ascendant with the Sun in Punarvasu Nakshatra in the 2nd house, your thoughts are centered on themes of renewal, security, and nurturing family values. Punarvasu's optimistic and regenerative energy aligns with your natural Taurus inclination towards stability and growth, making you think about how to create a supportive environment and maintain financial security. Your thought patterns revolve around building and rebuilding resources, with a focus on establishing a sense of continuity and resilience. You value comfort and consistency in your material possessions, and your mind is often on ways to ensure stability for yourself and loved ones. Sun in Pushya Nakshatra, third house. With the Sun in Pushya Nakshatra in the third house, your Taurus qualities combine with Pushya's nurturing and disciplined energy, shaping thought patterns around communication, learning, and close relationships. Pushya's energy encourages you to take a caring, supportive approach to interactions with siblings, neighbors, and peers. You often think about how to bring stability and compassion into your communications, valuing relationships that are built on trust and reliability. Your mind is focused on expressing yourself in a way that reflects both practicality and warmth, using your words to foster harmony and support within your community. Sun in Ashlesha Nakshatra, third house. As a Taurus ascendant with the Sun in Ashlesha Nakshatra in the third house, your thought patterns are shaped by Ashlesha's intuitive and strategic energy, particularly in the realm of communication and mental pursuits. Ashlesha brings a depth of insight and a keen awareness of underlying motives, encouraging you to think about how to navigate relationships with diplomacy and subtlety. Your natural Taurus grounding tempers Ashlesha's intense energy, making you think practically and strategically in conversations. Your thoughts often revolve around understanding others deeply and using your words to create stability and influence in your interactions. Sun in Magha Nakshatra, fourth house. With the Sun in Magha Nakshatra in the fourth house, your Taurus ascendant's qualities of loyalty and dedication align with Magha's regal and traditional energy, shaping thought patterns around family, heritage, and home life. Magha's influence makes you value your roots, often thinking about how to honor your ancestry and build a home that reflects dignity and strength. Your thoughts are centered on creating a stable, respectful environment at home, valuing tradition and family honor. Taurus's practical approach enhances Magha's desire for legacy, making you think about ways to establish a comfortable and secure home. Sun in Purva Falguni Nakshatra, fourth house. As a Taurus ascendant with the Sun in Purva Falguni Nakshatra in the fourth house, your thought patterns are influenced by Purva Falguni's joyful, creative, and indulgent energy, particularly regarding home and family. Purva Falguni brings a desire for comfort, beauty, and enjoyment, aligning well with Taurus's appreciation for harmony and luxury. You often think about how to create a warm, aesthetically pleasing, and enjoyable home environment. Your mind is focused on nurturing family ties and building a home filled with pleasure and ease, valuing the simple joys of life and fostering a sense of comfort and beauty within your personal space. Sun in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, fifth house. As a Taurus ascendant with the Sun in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra in the fifth house, your thought patterns focus on stability, service, and creative responsibility. Uttara Falguni's structured and committed energy aligns with Taurus's grounded nature, making you think about building lasting value through your creative pursuits and self-expression. You often consider how to bring reliability and integrity into your projects and relationships, valuing meaningful contributions and the legacy you leave behind. This placement inspires you to approach personal growth with patience and dedication, focusing on achievements that reflect your inner values and sense of responsibility. Sun in Hasta Nakshatra, fifth house. With the Sun in Hasta Nakshatra in the fifth house, your Taurus ascendant's love for practicality and precision combines with Hasta's skillful and adaptable energy. You are inclined to think about creativity as a tool for problem solving, often valuing methodical approaches to self-expression and learning. Hasta encourages you to approach creative projects with a steady hand, making you think about honing your skills and mastering techniques that give tangible results. Your thoughts revolve around building something of lasting quality, and you take pride in thoughtful, well-crafted work that reflects both your patience and skill. Sun in Chitra Nakshatra, sixth house. As a Taurus ascendant with the Sun in Chitra Nakshatra in the sixth house, your thoughts center on refining and enhancing your work environment, health, and daily routines. Chitra's artistic and discerning energy complements Taurus's appreciation for beauty and harmony, making you think about ways to bring refinement and elegance into your work life. You are inclined to approach challenges with a sense of craftsmanship, focusing on details that improve both the aesthetic and functional aspects of your day-to-day tasks. Your mind is often focused on achieving excellence in your work, valuing quality, order, and a balanced approach to service and health. Sun in Swati Nakshatra, 6th house. With the Sun in Swati Nakshatra in the 6th house, your Taurus qualities of stability and patience blend with Swati's independent and adaptable energy. This placement shapes thought patterns that focus on achieving balance in work and health, valuing flexibility, and the ability to adapt to changing circumstances. Swati encourages you to think about maintaining harmony in your daily responsibilities, often focusing on how to create a work environment that allows for autonomy and freedom. You value routines that support both personal well-being and professional stability, approaching challenges with a steady yet open-minded perspective. Sun in Vishakha Nakshatra, 7th house. As a Taurus ascendant, with the Sun in Vishakha Nakshatra in the 7th house, your thoughts on relationships are influenced by Vishakha's ambitious and determined energy. Vishakha's drive for achievement combines with Taurus's loyalty, making you think about forming partnerships that are both supportive and purposeful. You may often focus on building relationships that foster mutual growth and shared aspirations, valuing connections that bring a sense of direction and empowerment. Your thoughts are centered on creating balance in partnerships, with an emphasis on partnerships that encourage personal development and resilience. Sun in Anuradha Nakshatra, 7th house. With the Sun in Anuradha Nakshatra in the 7th house, your Taurus ascendant's grounded nature combines with Anuradha's loyal, resilient, and cooperative energy, shaping thought patterns focused on loyalty and depth in relationships. Anuradha encourages you to think about trust and support within partnerships, valuing relationships that are dependable and transformative. You often think about how to cultivate meaningful connections that allow for growth through shared experiences. Your mind is inclined toward building relationships that are both emotionally fulfilling and stable, valuing loyalty and the ability to endure through life's ups and downs. Sun in Jyeshtha Nakshatra, 7th house. As a Taurus ascendant with the Sun in Jyeshtha Nakshatra in the 7th house, your thought patterns in relationships are influenced by Jyeshtha's powerful and protective energy. Jyeshtha brings a desire for control and respect within partnerships, encouraging you to think about asserting your presence and maintaining dignity in relationships. Taurus's steady and loyal nature enhances Jyeshtha's influence, making you value relationships where mutual respect and commitment are paramount. You are drawn to partnerships that empower you and provide a sense of security, often focusing on how to maintain authority and balance within your connections. Sun in Mula Nakshatra, 8th house. As a Taurus ascendant with the Sun in Mula Nakshatra in the 8th house, your thought patterns are influenced by Mula's inquisitive and transformative energy, particularly in matters of inner growth, shared resources, and personal transformation. Mula's drive to dig deep aligns with your Taurus qualities of resilience and patience, making you think about uncovering the roots of life's mysteries. You often contemplate themes of rebirth and renewal, seeking to understand your inner motivations and the hidden aspects of life. Your thoughts are centered on personal empowerment through self-discovery, valuing the strength that comes from facing and understanding life's depths. Sun in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, 8th house. With the Sun in Purva Ashada Nakshatra in the 8th house, your Taurus ascendant's steady nature combines with Purva Ashada's victorious and optimistic energy, shaping thought patterns around personal transformation, resilience, and growth. Purva Ashada encourages you to face challenges with a hopeful outlook, often thinking about how to emerge stronger from difficult situations. Your mind is focused on cultivating inner strength and resourcefulness, valuing personal victories that come through persistence and a positive mindset. This placement inspires you to look for ways to expand your understanding of life's mysteries, using your Taurus endurance to foster long-lasting growth and renewal. Sun in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, 9th house. As a Taurus ascendant with the Sun in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra in the 9th house, your thought patterns are shaped by Uttara Ashada's steady, disciplined energy, especially in matters related to spirituality, higher learning, and beliefs. Uttara Ashada's commitment to truth and responsibility aligns with Taurus's dedication, making you think about how to apply practical wisdom to your worldview. you often contemplate ways to bring structure and purpose to your philosophical pursuits, valuing growth that is rooted in integrity and long-term impact. Your thoughts are centered on achieving a balanced and realistic approach to spirituality and knowledge, valuing wisdom that serves both personal and collective well-being. Sun in Shravana Nakshatra, 9th house. With the Sun in Shravana Nakshatra in the 9th house, your Taurus ascendant's grounded nature blends with Shravana's observant and communicative energy, focusing thought patterns on learning, philosophy, and sharing knowledge. Shravana's influence encourages you to think about how to acquire and spread wisdom in a way that is both thoughtful and practical. Your mind is drawn to understanding life's broader principles, and you often contemplate how to communicate your beliefs effectively. Taurus's patient approach complements Shravana's curiosity, making you value knowledge that is not only meaningful, but also accessible and helpful to others. Sun in Dhanishta Nakshatra, 10th house. As a Taurus ascendant with the Sun in Dhanishta Nakshatra in the 10th house, your thoughts on career and public standing are influenced by Dhanishta's ambitious, rhythmic energy. Dhanishta's drive for success and community aligns with Taurus's steady determination, making you think about how to achieve recognition and contribute meaningfully to society. You are often focused on building a solid professional foundation, valuing a career path that allows you to blend personal goals with communal progress. Your mind is centered on practical achievement and lasting impact, valuing opportunities that bring both professional growth and collective benefit. Sun in Shatabhisha Nakshatra, 10th house. As a Taurus ascendant with the Sun in Shatabhisha Nakshatra in the 10th house, your thought patterns on career and public image are influenced by Shatabhisha's innovative and introspective energy. Shatabhisha's drive for healing and unconventional solutions aligns with Taurus's practical, steady approach, encouraging you to think about how to bring unique insights to your professional life. You may often contemplate ways to use your work to address complex issues or provide solutions that benefit the collective. Your thoughts are centered on achieving a career that values innovation and service, valuing roles that allow for independence while positively impacting society. Sun in Purva Bharapada Nakshatra, 11th house. With the Sun in Purva Bharapada Nakshatra in the 11th house, your Taurus ascendant's grounded nature merges with Purva Bharapada's transformative and intense energy, particularly in areas related to friendships, aspirations, and societal impact. Purva Bharapada encourages you to think about achieving meaningful change through your social networks and larger community. You often focus on personal aspirations that align with your sense of purpose, valuing friendships and alliances that foster depth and spiritual growth. Your mind is centered on achieving transformative goals that leave a lasting impact on both your personal life and the world around you, valuing connections that bring wisdom and mutual support. Sun in Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, 11th house. As a Taurus ascendant with the Sun in Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra in the 11th house, your thought patterns are shaped by Uttara Bhadrapada's contemplative, wise energy, especially concerning social goals, friendships, and community engagement. Uttara Bhadrapada's patient and grounded nature resonates well with Taurus's need for stability, encouraging you to think about how to build steady and meaningful connections. You often contemplate how to foster friendships that provide mutual support and align with your values, valuing networks that encourage patience, wisdom, and inner peace. Your thoughts are centered on achieving long-term aspirations with a sense of purpose, focusing on friendships and goals that bring enduring fulfillment. Sun in Ravati Nakshatra, 11th house. With the Sun in Ravati Nakshatra in the 11th house, your Taurus ascendant's love for harmony and compassion combines with Ravati's nurturing and selfless energy, especially in your social life and aspirations. Ravati encourages you to think about finding fulfillment through supportive friendships and helping others, often contemplating the role of empathy and kindness in achieving personal goals. Your mind is drawn toward community work and friendships that foster a sense of unity and compassion, valuing aspirations that contribute to the well-being of others. This placement inspires you to pursue goals that not only satisfy your ambitions, but also contribute positively to society, focusing on building a community grounded in empathy and mutual care.